This is your captain speaking. As you can tell in the cabin, we're hitting some shaky times, and it's about to get worse. So please take a moment, make sure you are buckled, and the loved ones around you are buckled. Because we're about to hit Turbulent Truth. In 3, 2, 1.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. No, your world has not flipped around 180 degrees. I've decided I'm going to be on the right side of the screen and the left side of politics. No.
No.
No, he's just in our new developing domicile here. Scott decided to kick me out of my chair. So,
well, you know, I thought
I'm over here.
Changes change, right?
Changes
so
change.
So sometimes it's time to change it all up.
Sometimes so it's not.
No. He may go back. Who knows?
No, I'm kidding.
Rock, paper, scissors.
I don't care. I really don't care.
You know what? Here's what I care about. No monkeys.
No monkeys. This is not the jungle room. It is not. But it is much quieter. The room sound is almost non-existent, which is awesome.
Yeah. We're getting there slowly but surely.
We're thinking about doing a green screen thing so we could be on the beach if we want to.
Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see. Otherwise, the world is still exactly like it was, only worse. There's so much, dude. I'm Gary Chapman.
I'm Scott Kutcher.
That's him.
And this is definitely Turbulent Truth.
It is
so
very,
welcome.
Very turbulent, and it's good to have you.
And once again, we're going to dive into pontificating on all the things that are... We're just going down with the plane, basically. And it's going right to salvation, so I'm good.
Yeah.
But it's fine. But, oh my gosh. I walked in going, okay, we're going to talk about this and that. And all of a sudden, breaking news. And we're like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me?
The Nashville Shooter Manifesto.
So.
Somebody finally did the right thing and leaked, which the authorities should have released long, long, long ago.
And now we know why they didn't.
And now we know why.
You nailed it. You said why.
Yep.
And so I'm going to let you have the privilege of meeting.
I was totally right. Yeah.
He was. Yeah. Extremely, dead on. It was very targeting. It was very much about, you know what, their white privilege, their all these different things.
Bear in mind, is a white trans girl.
Yes.
If that's not a double negative. I don't know how that works, but... She was born a female, and she was a trans person, and she had a problem with white kids, crackers.
Yeah, she refers to them crackers, 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 crackers. And you're going to see all this come out. By the time this airs, it's going to be all over the news. You're going to see so many different viewpoints, and it's disgusting.
She, moment by moment, she planned out, I mean, everything.
She did.
Everything.
Shooting range, loading guns.
In like 5-minute increments. Very, very determined, very set on this.
It was as close to domestic terrorism as you can get.
Oh, totally. No, it is woke agenda terrorism.
It is.
That's what it is.
Without a doubt.
And they did not want us to say that or see that.
No.
And we did see that, so we're going to say that.
Absolutely.
That's what it is.
Well, that's what truth is about, and that's why it is turbulent. Yeah. No one wants truth. Everyone talks about their truth or a truth. They don't want the truth. The truth challenges your thought processes, your ideologies, everything. And if you're not rooted in God and you're not rooted in the truth in the Bible, then you are going to see your truth crumble in front of your face.
Yeah.
Every time.
That's what'll happen.
And here's what's happening. It's happening again. We hate to say, told you so, but it's happening once again. And you know what? I wasn't as much of a, okay, Gary, you're absolutely right away. But now the track record's getting to be so good on that side of what is deemed conspiracy theories that I'm going, okay, you know what? I'm going to kind of err on that side now.
Why not?
And maybe go down that road first and see if I can disprove it. And if I can't, then guess what?
Yeah.
You know, because with time, truth always comes out.
It does. You can't stop it.
And
you can't.
And here we are again. It's coming out in full force. Full force.
Well, I hate it, obviously, for those people who died, for their families, for the school itself. I'm still on the bubble as to whether or not there was some kind of personal relationship with somebody at the school that may have fed into the trigger? I don't know.
I gotta wonder.
I don't know.
I have to wonder that.
Yeah. And maybe we're about to find out. We'll see.
Maybe it's all gonna come out.
Maybe some of the other pages in the manifesto will reveal some of that. It won't matter in the end. What matters is the truth and the fact that the authorities withheld it for their reasons. They were protecting that agenda. They did not want that to get a black eye.
No.
Right?
No.
Well, it didn't get a black eye. It got six bodies. So. Mm. All right.
So, you know, it's going to unfold. It's going to come out.
Yep.
Let's be praying and holding those families up, because it's just going to fester those wounds all over again, bring it all back up and in their face again as they're trying to mourn and heal. And let's just pray that God gives them peace and gives them comfort during this just horrific time of evil. And that's all it is. It's just evil, guys, at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We can classify it any way we want to. We can put a label on it any way we want to. But at the end of the day, it's evil, 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 period. And that's what we keep saying over and over. Stop picking a side as far as this world's concerned. It's not left and right. It's evil versus good. It is a spiritual war.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the, you know, Hamas thing, all of it.
Think
it's
about
all
it.
Intertwined.
Think about it. All the riots that happened after the George Floyd murder. Have you seen all the truth that's come out on that?
I know.
Dude.
Still doesn't
make right. That guy's in prison for murder, and he didn't kill him.
I know. It still doesn't make right what he did, but he shouldn't be in prison for murder.
Thank you. But what triggered, supposedly we're led to believe, I think it was all just looking... I think the trigger was created to some degree, or they could have had any. They could have made anything happen to then trigger all the things that they had already had in the pipeline. I think a lot of those Antifa people are on a payroll. I think they get, I just do. I just think they are. The whole Black Lives Matter thing.
That's become the biggest Ponzi scheme.
Oh, dude, it's ever. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
And what has it really done for the black community? My black friends.
Oh, they're not there.
They're so pissed off.
They're not there. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So if you look at all of it, there's a cartoon I want to show. Here it is.
Okay. Let me see this.
So
oh my gosh.
So many of the disruptive, divisive things, the whole drag queen thing,
wow.
The Hamas Lives Matter. When are you going to teach us math? Like the reality that they've done it all through the school system. There's a plan. This is a plan. This is a very well thought out, well executed plan to cut this country off at the knees in regards to values.
Yeah.
And
there is.
It's just the way it is.
Yep.
And if you can't see it, I can't help you. We're trying. We're trying to show you. And if you can't, then...
We try sprinkling humor and stuff, anything we can to get you to open your eyes, because ours got opened.
Yes.
And I don't know about you, but when mine got opened, I was like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean I didn't have the whole truth over here? What do you mean I oh my gosh. And my kids will attest, especially my 17-year-old, she hears it probably 20 times a day. It's not about who's right or who's wrong in the eyes of the world. It's about truth, period. Spiritual truth. That's all it's about.
Yeah.
And that's what we should be about.
Well, then you'll love this. Here's some truth. Glamour magazine just voted this dude one of the women of the year. Okay, if I was a woman, I would be upset. I would be so upset about this, because they're cutting into the value of every honorable red-blooded female.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
And as someone has two lovely women in my life, in my own household. Three, that one's not out of my household. My mother, of course, if you don't include your mom, there's something wrong with you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you, I'm just saying, those women matter so much to me. And I've got a sister that I adore. We have a love-hate relationship. I think I love her, she hates me. But it's okay. Because I was an annoying little fart when I was young. But
no,
I know it's hard to believe. But seriously, I love them. And I have two nieces. And I have so many women in my life that I love and adore, but the ones closest to me that I see every day, I look in their eyes and I go, why? Why would you strip the worth of someone so sacred to God that he took them out of my side to be beside me in everything that happens in this world Why would you do that? Why would you just strip that worth? You know how we can end it, though?
How?
Every small businessman that has a small business, apply for every woman-based contract for the government and say, I identify as a woman, and that crap stops tomorrow.
Ooh.
Think about it for a minute.
That will actually work.
Think about that for a minute.
Go further. Be a black woman.
Right? Absolutely. Identify as a black woman. Obviously.
Thinking about transitioning.
Thinking about transitioning and getting some treatments for skin. Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
Because at the end of the day, when it becomes real, when it starts affecting government, when it starts affecting contracts, when it starts affecting, guess what? Money.
Mm-hmm.
When all the colors go away and it's all about green, truth comes out right. In this world, because that's all this world's about.
And just for the record, so there's no confusion, I think it's fabulous for black women, actually black, actually women,
yeah,
to go for it.
Are you kidding me?
Win it all.
Yes.
You deserve it. You know every penny, every moment. Yes.
And that's why we're getting upset about this. This robs you from doing that.
It does.
And if you don't see that, they're including themselves in your intersection, so they can rob you from what's rightfully yours.
Right. Okay, there were two interviews that we won't have time to show because they're lengthy and amazing. But there's two that you should check. Now,
can you give us a synopsis?
They both have enough language that I understand that might offend some of you. That I'm not saying I'm totally supportive of every phrase that's uttered. I'm just saying there's so much truth in there. It was worth the risk for me. Tucker Carlson sat down with a young fellow named Theo Von. Do you know who Theo Von is?
No.
He's a comedian, but because he's so painfully honest and fearless, he's a Louisiana guy, got canceled way before it was cool to get canceled. You know, he's just one of those people.
Hmm.
And I, you know what I believe? I believe he's a believer.
Really?
I do. But their conversation about life and addiction and the value of keeping your word, being a honestly a God-fearing person, they openly both discuss that. Man, it was, because it's so raw, it will affect a bunch of people that did not go to church this Sunday. They did not, but they will hear about God. They will if they watch this. It's amazing.
Where can we find it? Probably YouTube right now?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
All right,
yeah.
Awesome.
Theo Von, Theovon, first, last name, and Tucker Carlson. Put that in, push play. The other one that is equally amazing is Joe Rogan and Elon Musk. They did another full, you know,
really
2 or 3 hour thing. If Elon is part of the enemy's plan, he sucks at it. He just sucks at it. He's not being a good boy. He's not.
He sucks.
He is not a faithful party member.
So you're leaning towards he's not the Antichrist right now.
He's not the Antichrist yet.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
No.
So he hasn't caught that spirit. We got to keep him away from it.
No.
Okay. Got it.
No, it's just interesting. It's very, very interesting because they're both apparently very committed to being totally honest.
And
when they see it, even if it goes against the left agenda, the, you know, deep state agenda, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, whatever label.
It's not about Democrats and Republicans.
Oh, my gosh, it's not.
Overwhelming majority of Republicans are just as dirty. They are. We're seeing that now in all the votes that are happening. They're all now having to say, this is who I am.
Yep.
Because they can't go against the line of their paymasters. If you're getting paid incredible amounts of money by lobbyists for giant, you know, pharma, defense contractors, the legal mechanism that really fuels and feeds everything.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not willing to say no to that, you're going to have to vote for a bunch of things that are going to expose who you are. And you've got to put your name on it now, thanks to Mike Johnson, because everything is a single item bill.
Yes.
It's not, well, I had to vote for this because I know my people want this. No, there's only one this. There's only one. You know, either for it or against it, and it's beautiful. It's just beautiful. It's all unfolding. It's a slow unveiling. I would prefer they just yank the Band-Aid off, but it's a slow pull. But it's nonetheless, it's happening, and it's a blast. It's so much fun. There's one Marjorie Taylor Greene clip that you might want to listen to.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'm here to inform the House of Representatives that the Oversight Committee has indeed brought forward the receipts in our impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden. Through our investigation, we have uncovered a check to Joe Biden for $200,000. This comes from foreign funds from a country in the Middle East through a struggling company. And you can see the check is directly made to Joe Biden. This is what money laundering looks like. We've also uncovered and released today another check to Joseph R. Biden for $40,000. This $40,000 is a check written to him by his brother and sister-in-law, Sarah and James Biden. And this check comes from funds directly through money laundering through the CCP. No president of the United States, no vice president, no office holder should ever engage in money laundering, receiving money, selling out their office, selling out their power.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
And getting paid from foreign countries.
The gentlewoman's time has expired.
We must continue our impeachment inquiry. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I yield back.
So that $40,000, this is awesome. She didn't take the time because she didn't have the time.
She didn't have the time. She had a minute. Sure, I went over.
That $40,000, guess what that's a part of?
What?
That's 10% of the $400,000 that actually got paid. That's blatant, black and white, straight up 10% for the big guy proof. That's why it was 40. It was 400. He gets his bite. He gets 10%.
What say you on this?
It's going to keep coming, folks. It's going to keep coming. I'm telling you, there's just too much.
The truth is always going to come out.
I think there will be so many subpoenas issued within the next, I'll go on a limb, in the next week.
Really?
2 weeks max. There'll be so many subpoenas that are put out to people that do not want to be in front of somebody swearing anything under oath. We'll see. We'll see. I can be wrong. It has happened. I don't think so this time. I don't think so. I think it's time. I think we've waited long enough.
We have definitely waited long enough, for sure.
And we'll see. We'll see. If not, it's coming eventually. Because again, you can't stop the truth. You can't do it. I've tried. I have tried. So have you.
We all have.
It may have been a piece of candy you took out of that drugstore when you were eight.
All done
whatever it was, you've tried to stop it. And you can't.
It always comes out.
You can keep it for years and years and years and years, and then suddenly in some weak moment or some weird coincidental happenstance, you can't. Your old friend who was there with you in the drugstore will, in front of somebody, say, "Man, you remember when you took that candy from?"
No, I don't.
Nope. Why?
Nope.
Sure you do. Dude, it was a payday. You don't remember?
Isn't that kind of what happened with Joe Biden?
Kind of.
But it was his son's ex-partner that kind of went, hey.
I think one of the subpoenas is going to have Corn Pop's name on it.
I hope so.
I would love to hear from the original Corn Pop.
Yes. Yes. That would be awesome.
Or the kid that can remember loving to stroke the hair on Joe's legs in the pool because it made little bubbles come up. What a weird dude. That's a weird dude. That's a weird, completely perverted dude. I'm telling you, he needs arrested for not just the money. I'm going to shut up. But you know what I'm saying, and I will say I told you so. For even when I didn't say it, I will say I told you so.
And that is why I don't go swimming with Gary.
Hey, quick fashion note. This is totally random.
Yeah.
Totally random, but it's important. You will understand and appreciate this because you have driven, as I recall, publicly, a scooter, a small two-wheel device
Yes.
that it has its own story, right?
It does.
But if you're going to do it, which is fine, gas is so expensive, it makes some sense. If you want to risk your
life.
I'd
do it again if I could.
Yep. If you want to risk your life and do it,
why not?
Go for it. But if you do it, you must not accompany that experience with the traditional Nazi headgear. It does not fit. It doesn't.
I want the spikes.
It doesn't fit.
I want the one with the spikes.
No.
Yes.
No. You've got to do like almost a straight up bicycle helmet at the very most, you know, not even a full face. You can't do that. You're not.
Well, that's what got me in trouble. Don't do a full face. Ever.
Because you're not going to be going fast enough to break anything there anyway.
I don't know. I was doing 70.
That's true.
That's true. Some of them go fast.
Yeah.
Just depends.
Nonetheless, I saw that in traffic and I was just like, oh, that's just, it's so funny. Do you think
was that in Franklin?
Huh?
Was that in Franklin?
That was downtown Nashville. That was on West End. Do you think when he pulls that Nazi helmet over his head, he goes, okay, now I'm bad.
Now I'm invincible.
Now I'm
bad. That's right.
Now I'm getting on a 1200cc Harley.
No. He thinks he's in a tank.
He's listening to the rumble.
That's right.
The events of riding the motorcycle. That's just...
Nothing to protect us!
It made me just laugh. It made me laugh so much. Oh, I got another cartoon I wanted you to see.
Oh, I like cartoons.
It's a throwback to all the Republicans.
Uh-huh. Driving out the rhinos. Thwack. Yes.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
I like Ben
Garrison.
You know what?
They're just horny for power.
I like Ben Garrison. That's true. That's a great shirt.
I'm sure everyone that is watching this feels very overwhelmed. And that's the whole point, plan of the enemy is to overwhelm us. So the more we feel overwhelmed, the less we will do what we're supposed to do. I tell you, this weekend at our church, mm-hmm. was that sermon good or what?
It was amazing.
It was so good.
Yeah.
It was talking about if we devoted ourselves to the level that some other not so godly religions mm-hmm. devoted themselves, what difference could we make? How much could we thwart evil?
Yeah.
How much could God use us to do that? And the thing that really got me was kind of interesting. I think we elevate ministries, and rightfully so. We elevate them, and we forget everything we do as a ministry. We go to Kroger's checkout.
All of it.
And we smile at someone and say, have a blessed day. That's kind of a ministry. Just saying. Because you're showing Jesus to someone else in that moment. And that's what really stood out to me. It's like, wow, how good is that? So, you know, don't feel overwhelmed, y'all. Really. I know it can be. Just know God's got a plan there at all.
Be Jesus where he takes you. Just do it.
There you go.
And you cannot believe, how much it's happening without you being aware when you allow yourself to be aware. You can't believe how much you're already doing it.
Yeah.
So it's not to shame yourself.
No.
It's to go, oh, well,
I am doing
what he wants me to do.
Exactly.
And at the end of that day, you're going to sleep like a baby.
For sure.
Because you will be in the middle of his plan.
Without a doubt.
It's very good. Okay. We have to just very quickly talk about this because it's funny. So Zelensky, the Ukrainian dude, is freaking out. Because it looks like it is going to be difficult for him to get all the money. No money.
Sorry.
It's going to be hard for him to keep getting the cash that he's been using for God knows what over there.
But he only
thanks
needs,
again to Mike Johnson.
He only needs $1 billion.
It's actually 60. And then another 100 next year.
And that's
year.
What's crazy about it, right? No. It's not like it's a low amount. I made a joke about it, but that's the point.
No.
I mean, it's not like he's asking for... a several hundred million, here's which is a lot to begin with.
Here's how desperate he is. He has asked Donald Trump to come over and visit. So what does that do to the Biden administration's mindset when you've got this guy that you've been funneling hundreds of billions of dollars to over time, and he's now literally biting the hand that's feeding him because he knows that hand is shriveling at a rapid rate, and he's moving ahead to the next guy that might help him. Shocker, he ain't going to help you.
But that's what parasites do.
That's what they do.
Parasites move from one host to another to get what they need.
Yep.
I'm sorry. The people are amazing over there. I actually know some people over there, and they don't like him. Just so you guys know, there are people, countrymen, that they're proud for their country, but they don't like him.
Mm-hmm. And there's 70,000 of them, at least, that have died because of his actions, because of his greed, because of his lies, because of our participation in his lies. This thing goes deep. It goes deep. It goes into lots of countries, lots of places, lots of companies, lots of things. And it's going to get unveiled, and it's going to bring down the house. It's going to be awesome. I cannot wait to watch it crumble. Do you love the videos? Do you love the videos of, like, when they take down a silo or something?
Yes.
Or
so satisfying.
Or in Vegas when they implode
yes,
a building.
Absolutely.
I could sit and watch those things all day long. That
is what we're going to see.
Is about to happen.
Everywhere.
In our government.
Everywhere.
I'm not saying the Capitol needs to physically come down. I'm saying the power structure that has been supporting that's been built up over the decades and decades by the darkness, it's coming down. It is coming down by the hand of God.
In the name of Jesus.
Boom. All right. So.
So they're freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what's the reaction? Is there pressure all over the place for the Republicans to pass it? Do it right now. Do it right away.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to happen.
Right. Why? Oh, God appointed someone.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. The Speaker of the House.
Yeah,
God put him. And he actually believes he was appointed by God.
God knew a guy to put in a place for the guy to do the thing that he wanted done. It's just like, God knows a guy.
So back
he
to,
always knows a guy.
Because he created him. Yeah. So it's back to what we keep saying. Have hope. Because every time they think they're about to win and in chess, and they're about to take the queen, God goes, no, you forgot the diagonal move I've got.
Yeah.
And I'm the only one that has it.
Yeah.
Just to let you know.
Well, it's we say it occasionally in the deliverance ministry part of my life. It is awesome to get into a fight you know you're going to win.
Isn't it just?
And this fight is already over, just like those are.
It is.
It's already done. God does not live on a little box on your wrist.
No.
He is not trapped by time. This has already happened.
And if you're a true American, it's really simple, y'all. See this little flag? And
when
you separate it, it says, in God we trust.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
You know, if we kind of go back to that.
You probably should find out where they source those, and we should make those.
We make some of those?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should.
Why would we not?
That would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So next week, I'm still going to be Gary Chapman.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
You sure?
Yeah.
Can I transition to Scott over on this side?
I might. Because I've had to rebuild this little thing that I just did that he didn't pay any attention to, but his name is gone now, so that's bad.
You better gain a lot of weight and shrink.
I can do that.
And I'm Scott Cutcher.
Indeed. This is Turbulent Truth.
Indeed.
I took your indeed.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm.
It's only fair.
You might be flannel, camel, white linen and lace, denim, leather, designer suede. You could be cotton, satin, faded hand-me-downs, crazy as it sounds. We're all made the same way. It might be hard to tell. We're all made to make of something bigger than ourselves. Whether you're torn and tattered or barely worn at all, we're all cut from the same cloth. We're all cut from the same cloth. When you feel patched up, barely hanging on by a thread,
run through the ringer a little more than you should have. When you're hung out to dry out there all alone, you're not the only one, 'cause we're all made the same way. It might be hard to tell, we're all made to make up something bigger than ourselves. Whether you're torn and tattered or barely worn at all, we're all cut from the same cloth. Cause we're all made in His image. Shouldn't we all be more like Him? Cause we're all made the same way. It might be hard to tell, we're all made to make up something bigger than ourselves. Whether you're torn and tattered or barely worn at all, we're all cut from the same cloth. We're all cut from the same cloth. We're all cut from the same cloth. The same cloth.